Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Barbera. And in this episode, I wanted to talk about following your passion. So we all hear, this is something that a lot of people get hung up on, and I do myself. I always got hung up on this. And so I want to share kind of my experience with this and the experience I've seen other people kind of go through as well. So we all hear where, you know, you got to follow your passion. And if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. To me, that's a lot of bullshit, right? That's a lot of stuff that's out there to sell books, sell training. And usually you have a lot of gurus and people like that that are the ones that are spewing this kind of nonsense. Or somebody that's selling a book or something about, you know, positive thinking or whatever the hell they're trying to sell. The issue I have with this is that it's not true. There's no way. I completely agree that you should always do what you love, right? We only have one at bat. We only have one, regardless of what your religious beliefs are, if you believe you come back again or whatever the hell it is, you're only going to be here today just one time, right? That's it. Tomorrow's a different day, and then you grow old, then you die, and this is it. You only get one shot at this. You understand? You can't hit 90 years old or 100 years old and hit reset and start over again because you screwed up or because you followed your parents' path and not your own. So I do believe in the fact that you should do what you love to do or what you think you love to do. Always follow what you want. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to work. That doesn't mean that it's not going to suck. I mean, I love what I do. I love real estate. I love helping people out. I love, teaching new investors. I love negotiating with sellers, renovating properties, building houses. I love the whole space of real estate. But there's a lot of days in the week that I hate. There are a lot of days that we just do shit work because we have to work. And guess what? Those days, I'm not in love with the industry. Those days, there's a lot of days that we've sat down with John and we're like, do we really need to do this shit? You know, because there's a lot of days that are hard. There are a lot of days that, you know, you got to do the grime and you got to do the work and sometimes you got to do the physical work. I mean, countless times have we had to fire contractors at the end of a project and go in and finish it out ourselves. You understand? I mean, countless times we've had to do that. There's a billion times that John is going out back and forth to projects, delivering materials. They forgot materials. They screwed something up. Something happened that it's that back and forth, right? And that's not the part that you love. Managing your books, keeping track of your finances on a daily basis, because most people only care about their finances only when taxes come. No, you got to keep track of these things on a daily basis. You have to make sure everything is reconciled. You got to make sure that all the numbers are adding up, that you're not missing anything, that you're not getting to the end of a project and you have more project than you do money. You know, you all of those things to a lot of us is not fun. It's not the part of real estate that we love. It's not the part of real estate that we were all hoping to have. And like that, you have it in every industry. It doesn't matter if it's real estate. It's in every industry. You might be doing what you love, but you got to understand that there are times that you, in order to do what you love, you got to do the shit too. There's no way to overcome that. There is not that one thing that, you know, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Bullshit. You're going to work the majority of the days in your life. The difference is that because you're doing what you love, it's not going to feel that bad. You're always going to get that motivation, right? Because we still love what we do. And whenever we see these projects finish or whenever, you know, I have a new investor that I'm helping out and I see him execute his first deal, that's that burst of energy that you need to get through all the bad days, right? But you got to be okay with doing the shit work. And this is what I see a lot of people get hung up on is they only want to do what they love. And then they are confused when they're not succeeding as to why they're not succeeding. They feel that it's like, well, I'm doing what I love and I'm following what this guru told me that, you know, you only work 10 hours a month and you can make $5,000 to $10,000. And it's like, no, I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. Sorry to burst your bubble. I don't know what bubble you've been living in, but in life, in real life, you have to work. In real life, you have to put in the hours. You have to put in the sweat. You have to put in the tears. This thing is not, I'm gonna go do what I love and I'm gonna be an instant success. It doesn't work that way. You know, we'd be in a much different world if it did. Everybody that's doing what they love, the majority of the time are doing shit they don't love. You understand? It's just stuff that you have to do and you have to be okay with that. It doesn't mean that you gotta hate your job because of this. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of times that I spend doing shit that I do not love doing. I love doing the podcast. I love answering questions from you guys. I love meeting with investors and going over deals. I love doing that. But I spend the majority of the time running the business, making sure that, you know, we have a business tomorrow. That's what I spent the bulk of my time doing. This is what I do because it makes me happy. But that's what I do because that's the only thing that's going to keep this business moving forward, right? So I spend a lot of time making sure our websites, our marketing, our seller appointments, everything. How's everything working? Where do we need to? Do I need to speak to more wholesalers? Do we need more deals? All those things, that research, that going out, trying to find it, going to a property like I did today where the homeowner forgot his keys. So he was going to show me a vacant property that he owns and he forgot his keys. So I went all the way out there and I had to come back. It was a complete waste of my time, you know, but that shit happens. You understand? There's a lot of times that you go to appointments way the hell across town and nobody shows up. They stand you up. And that's happened to me so many times. You understand? There's times this Sunday, we went to see another property. You know, a lot of people, they're like, oh, but Sunday, it's family time or whatever. No, it's not family time. If you're in this business and you have a passion for the business, you have a love for this business, then you just got to work whenever you need to work. There's no such thing as weekends. You understand? There's no such thing as I'm going to set my own hours. That's why I want to be a real estate investor, because I want to set my own hours. I'll set them for you right now. It's 24/7. All right. If you're starting off in the business, your hours of work are 24/7. Stop complaining. You understand? So this is not to scare you. This is just to kind of show you what reality is, because the sooner you come to terms with reality, the better and happier you are going to be. Because I see so many people that are stressed out and they're really struggling mentally because they have this false illusion in their mind of what doing what they love really is, right? And they, when you're starting, especially in real estate, when you're starting off, it's a lot of shit work, which is why most people don't last. Everybody thinks, oh, I just get my real estate license and I'll be good, or I just buy this course and I'll be good to go. No, that means absolutely nothing. That's the easy part. Getting your real estate license or buying some education, that's easy. That's the easy part. The hard part is implementing the work. The hard part is making the phone calls, driving the neighborhoods, door knocking on the houses, getting rejections, getting cursed at, not knowing how to structure a deal, having deals fall through. All of that is where you learn. And that's the part that most of you end up failing in, because that's the part that you're not expecting for whatever reason. It might not have been set properly when you first started by maybe a mentor or a guru or whoever it is that you were following at the time. This is why I don't like really following the advice of very successful people, because they tend to forget how it was when they started. Now, this is not to, you know, say that their advice is not good. I'm not saying that at all. We meet with successful, very successful people all the time, and I love picking their brains about business, about their whole mentality, right? But they can't recall how it was when they first started. Or even if they can, most of them started like in the 80s. real estate is not what it was in the 80s. Strategies are not what they were in the 80s. So it's very hard to compare apples to apples, right? Which is why, again, why we created this podcast. The whole purpose for this podcast is to show you how it is in today's market, going through it today, because ourselves, we're still dealing with growing pains. We're still having issues, and we've been doing this for years now. You understand? But the problem is that until you've made it, which you never really make it, you just keep growing and keep scaling, but you never stop and the shit just never stops. It just gets bigger. You understand? Where right now, maybe you're just starting off and you're just struggling to get your first wholesale, or you've already done a ton of wholesales, a ton of flips, you have rentals, you're doing new builds, we have commercial properties, and you're looking to scale, you're looking to grow. Credibility becomes an issue at that point, right? Funding, structuring deals, your own knowledge, who's going to manage what? How do you protect your investors? How do you protect your money? How long is that revenue going to take to come in? Do you have your revenue projected and taken care of until that comes in? So, I mean, the problems just get bigger and more complicated, but they never go away. You understand? And that's fine. That's the stuff that you got to get excited for. You understand? Every time we go through problems in our company, even though I will lose literally weeks of sleep because I'm a high anxiety, high stress person that I don't know, like punishing myself for whatever reason. But even though I go through all that stress, I'm always excited because I always tell John, we're growing. Every time you're going through stress, you're going through problems, you're growing, because that's the only way you're ever going to grow. The only way you're ever going to learn is to actually go through problems. If things go perfect at all times, you're never learning, and therefore you're never going to grow, because most likely you're not taking enough risks in order to grow. In order to grow, you're never going to grow very cautiously and with no risk and fast. That doesn't happen. You understand? If you want to grow fast, you got to take big risks. And every year, damn near, it's been every single year. And I've told you guys this before. We start the year with John. It's like, well, if this works, we're going to be doing a lot better. And if it doesn't, we're out of business. We start every year the same way because we started this from nothing. You understand? So I'm not afraid to fall back to nothing. I'll rebuild it. But we have to take that risk. And that risk is not fun. That risk is not something that a lot of people like to manage. You understand? Because it's not what they were promised. They weren't promised that if you do what you love, you'll never have to go through pain. You know, you will go through pain. You will go through heartaches, yeah, probably, but headaches, and you will lose sleep. And you will be stressed out and you will have fights with your family. This is going to affect your whole life. This is not something that a lot of people say, you know, work is work, life is life. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to figure out a way to put both of them together and make them work cohesively. You understand? And sometimes they overlap and it's going to fuck you up, but you got to deal with that. You understand? And the reason I'm saying all this is, again, follow your passion. Follow what you love. Just don't be so delusional to think that you're never going to have to work, that it's never going to feel like work, because it will. There are going to be days that I still have days where I wake up that morning and I'm like, I don't want to go in today because I know what's waiting for me. You understand? I know the problems that I have to put out. I know the issues that we have to solve, and I just don't want to deal with it. There are so many days that we have that way. And we always laugh with John. There's times that we're like, it's 10 in the morning. Is it too soon to start drinking? You know, because we're going through a lot of issue maybe with contractors or with whatever, a property or something that's just like, sometimes it's just one thing after another. And when I say like life, your personal life and your work life come together, 2 weeks ago, I was going through a huge issue in the business, right? We have one of our projects that was delayed tremendously, and we're having issues with a couple other ones of our projects. So we're having all this to try to work with John to try to figure out how can we sort this out? How can we can keep this going and make it work? And usually I use my weekends to kind of reset my head and to kind of work on the business and kind of like do the on the business kind of work. And Friday, my dad had a heart attack. So spent the whole weekend stressed out because he needed open heart surgery. I mean, it was serious. It was very serious and it was very scary for me, right? So now add to all of this stress from the business, all of this stress from my personal life, right? And it's never something that you say, oh, I'm at work. I'm no longer thinking about my dad. Nope, that doesn't happen, right? And I'm at home. I'm no longer thinking about work. That doesn't happen either. You understand? Those two things mix. They come together. You're at work, you're stressed out about this, and in the back of your mind, you have your family there. You have whatever issues you are having at home. And then vice versa, you get home, maybe everything is great at home, but you have those issues that are in the back of your head from work. And then you start creating problems at your home. It happens to me all the time. You understand? So I'm not here to give you a way to not have those issues. I mean, shit, I have a ton of books that I keep trying to read and figure this shit out, but nobody has been able to figure it out because it's just something that what I have been able to figure out is you just got to deal with it as it comes. And you can't be in the state of mind of saying, you know, but I'm doing what I love. I shouldn't be this stressed out. Or am I doing, because these were things that I was asking myself. I was like, but if I'm this stressed out, am I really doing what I love? Right? If I'm going through all of these problems, if I'm losing all this sleep and all of my hair, as you can see, does this mean that I'm doing something that I don't love? And I was really contemplating this back and forth for quite a while. I'm talking about maybe a year or so. I've been contemplating this. And we've sat down with John countless times where we've had these discussions over a good glass of scotch. And we talk about it, you know, like, all right, this is stressful, or this is a headache, or this is a pain in the ass. Is this truly what we want to be doing? And once we weigh all the bad, the good always outweighs it for us because we still love what we do. And I will still choose to do this every day of the week than go get a job or go do something else because that just doesn't bring joy to me. You understand this, on top of all the headaches and all the pain, it's still a passion of mine, which is why I'm even doing these podcasts, which is why you see so much from us and why we're always doing more. I love it. You understand? And sometimes I was like, maybe I'm a masochist. Maybe I just love the pain. I don't know what the answer is. I just learned to accept it. So another thing I wanted to cover before we wrap up is a lot of people say, you know, follow your passion. We are not born with a rule book saying, oh, okay, so you were born on this day. This is you. So this is the passion you need to follow. Okay, here's the passion. Now go follow that passion. Nobody knows what the hell their passion is. So the only way to find what your passion truly is, sometimes is process of elimination. And the only way you do process of elimination is by getting out there and actually doing things. You got to get out there and, again, stop being afraid of working. Anywhere you start, it doesn't matter how much you think you love it, you got to start at the bottom. You can't go to somebody and say, but I really, really love to do this. Why don't you put me as your co-founder? Right? Or why don't you put me higher up on your business because I really love to do this. It doesn't work that way. You got to start at the bottom, any industry, because you got to learn. One, it helps you to learn the whole industry from the bottom up because you're always going to have to, once you get to the top, you got to still deal with people at the bottom of the industry. So it's always great to learn from the bottom up. But two, you got to put in that work. Gotta be able to see, like, once you start putting in that work, then you will be able to answer, is this truly my passion? You understand? Then at that point, you're gonna notice, like, yes, this is my passion. I first started real estate just purely for the money. I never had a passion for real estate. I grew up in construction, but I hated it. I hated construction. I hated dealing with contractors. There, you know, it was always problems. Hated going to buy materials. Hated, you know, doing the same kind of jobs over and over and over. It was just, I hated it. So I never wanted to do real estate because it was my passion. I just got into real estate just because I was in it. But after doing real estate, after investing and wholesaling and hitting, I kept realizing that I'm still doing this. Above all of the headaches, and it took me a while to get going. Like, it wasn't like most of these people think that within 6 months you're killing it. It took me probably a good 2 years of when I first started before I was able to actually start making money consistently. You understand? And those first 2 years, I wasn't making jack shit. It was just a lot of failure. But that's how I learned, right? And then I realized it's like, shit, I'm still here. Like, I'm still after it. And a lot of people say, you know, if you haven't made it after 5 years, all right, just give up and move on. I don't think that's true too. If you haven't made it in 5 years, but you still have a passion for it, you will make it eventually. The only time that you're going to fail at something is when you give up. As long as you don't give up, you're not failing. There's no way that you can fail. You understand? So keep working at it. Now, if you're seeing that you're doing it for 6 months and the whole 6 months just been complete hell and thinking of not doing it makes you happier, you have your answer right there. It's okay. It's fine to not be good at it. It's fine to not like it. Now you go to your list and you found what's not your passion and move on to the next thing, right? And then try that again. And then move on to the next thing. The problem is a lot of people can't accept that maybe real estate investing is just not for you, right? They feel like, no, it has to be for me. Look at this other person. He's an idiot and he's succeeding. Well, yeah, he may be an idiot, but he doesn't stop. You understand? He has a passion for it and he won't be an idiot much longer. He'll pick it up. Eventually, he's going to become really smart at it. And he'll do it and he'll become successful because he's not going to give up. He's not going to slow down. So if you can't commit to that portion, to that level, commit in spite of all the failures and all the headaches and all the challenges, then that is not your passion. And that is okay. You have to be okay with that. Once you're okay with that, you can move on and choose another passion. And then follow that and see if that's really your passion. Because the worst thing you can do, and I've seen people do it, is follow something that you want to be your passion and spend years doing it and you hate it this whole time. And because you hate it this whole time, you're never going to grow as big as you think you're going to grow. It's hard because, like I said, every time that you want to grow, you got to go through more pain and more struggle. And if you already hate what you're doing, you're not going to do it. You're always going to stay at that level that you're at. And you're always going to be miserable. And for having only one life to live, why are you doing that to yourself? You understand? Like, for what? Ego? People on the street? For your Facebook account? For your Instagram? Just so you can put that you're hashtag hustling and whatever fucking nonsense everybody wants to post out there? Stop it. Those people are not going to create your life. None of that matters. It doesn't matter how many likes you get. That reflects absolutely nothing in your personal life. You understand? So stop chasing that and start actually chasing your passion. And once you find it, understand that you have to be okay with the crap because the crap is a part of the daily grind. You understand? It's not, you're not going to be in any industry and not go through shit. So I hope this helps you guys. I really wanted to share this because, again, I keep meeting people that are really struggling with this and they keep thinking that they're doing something wrong or maybe they picked the wrong industry, but they don't understand because they still love it. So it's like, it's fine. It's fine. You're going to work. You're going to do a lot of shit that you hate to do. I hate cold calling. I hate it, but it fucking works and you have to do it. You understand? If you want to make it to that next level in your business, you have to do it. So You have to commit to your passion. If you have it, then once you commit to it, anything that's the shit work, you're willing to do because you know it's going to take you that step closer to achieving your dreams. You understand? So I hope this helped you guys. If you have any comments, you want to share any experience, comment below, send me an email. I love talking to you guys about this stuff. And if you have any further questions or topics you want me to cover, shoot me a message below, social media, everywhere, or shoot me an email of whatever your question is, and I'll cover it. So thanks a lot for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the next one.